Action.
Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
This Friday, Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. We have no Kyle Wallace. He took his three singles to Vegas. Chauffeur Alex Stroff.
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
How'd it go yesterday taking our boy to the airport?
It was good. We had a really nice chit chat, reflecting on the past. Analyzing the present, previewing the future.
That you drove him to the airport. You didn't go on a five-hour car ride.
Well, and when he's about to go to Vegas, it just seems like a very strange conversation.
Why are you trying to solve world problems on the way to the airport?
Did you guys get anywhere?
No. I'm just kidding. It was 12 minutes. Like, it's we didn't come. I mean, we talked a lot. We talked the whole time.
Who did the majority of the talking?
Kyle.
Really? Yeah,
what do you think his demeanor will be when you pick him up on Monday morning?
He's not picking him
I'm
up.
I'm not picking him up.
You're not picking him up?
Baby girl overruled me. Yeah.
Really?
I was going to, and then baby girl said, that's my man's.
Oh.
I think she was worried, like, I'm going to steal him or something. I don't know.
You think it's Mr. Steel Girl.
Yeah, I'm reflecting on yesterday's show. I played that when Greg Scalzo asked us.
Wild, by the way. Wild. Please provide the audience who didn't hear Greg Scalzo yesterday. Go to the ESPN Wisconsin app. Listen back to Kyle Brusten Northman around 3:40, 3:45 on the ESPN Wisconsin app. Kyle Brusten Northman. That's who we are. This was absolutely wild.
So Greg was asking us if it's in poor taste for his father to send a large bouquet to his wife on her
without
birthday.
Without notice, and have never done it ever before on any birthday.
And so rather than answering the question, I just played, I think that's Trey Songz, It's Mr. Steel Girl.
About his dad.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it's troubling.
No.
It's troubling is what it is.
But it's not serious. It's objectively
funny.
We get
it. Sometimes even not being serious, like when Greg was like, why is it? Like he was like, my dad kind of set me up for failure here. Like, he got my wife flowers for the birthday, and now I got to get, like, more stuff. And, like, he didn't let me know. And then you're like, ha ha ha, Mr. Steal Your Girl over here, Greg's dad.
Yeah, that's funny.
It's like you took the leap, and I don't think anyone was on that leap with you.
No.
No, definitely not.
No.
But hold on a minute.
You went.
Isn't that often the case on the show?
You went splat, as we've said on the show.
Splat.
I feel like
it lands softly.
I feel like it's often the case that nobody takes the leap with me, Brad. I don't know that abnormal.
No, that's true.
800. I'm trying to work on taking the leap with people and not by myself as well, Stroph. So
what does that mean?
it means I sometimes go rogue.
Oh, really?
And I'm trying to make sure that I don't go rogue on you guys.
What's happening right now? What are we about to do on the show?
Well, we have a plan. But I'm going rogue. I'm going rogue, guys. 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Say something nice. I'm just kidding. Say something nice about me. 800-990-3776.
Are you having a bad day, buddy?
No, I'm good. But this is an interesting question heading into. There's only in my eyes. What? It wasn't very smooth. But in my eyes, the question that I will give. There is only one correct answer. What is a better day to have off? A Friday or a Monday? You got Memorial Day coming up on Monday. What is a better day to have off, Friday or Monday? I'm going to go to you two guys first. Alex Stroff and Brad Northman with no Kyle Wallace. KBN Nation, chime in 800-990-3776. If you don't have off, I apologize about talking about it. I wish you do. But if you don't, I apologize. You choose go.
You know, most of the time when I think about taking a PTO day, I'm thinking about taking Friday. Or if there was going to be a short week, I would elect on Friday. But the more I think about it, the answer is Monday. And here's why. Tuesday, by the time you get to Thursday in a week, you're already feeling a little bit of like, you know, undercurrent of excitement for the weekend. By the time Friday comes around,
yeah, it's Friday Eve.
Friday's like it's like a half weekend day anyway. So Friday, to lose out on Friday, to take that day off, you don't get to benefit from all the good vibes. So it is Monday, because then, obviously, you get Friday night. Saturday, man, that feeling on Sunday night, when you don't have to go to work Monday, it's an elite feeling. It feels like you are gaming the system somehow. And then to wake up Monday, have that day off, and then you're further rewarded with a four-day week work week on the other side of it. It's just... the day off on Monday, it is a perfect setup to enjoy the lead up to the weekend itself. You got a short week on the other side. I mean, it's just, I need to take more Mondays off. That's my takeaway. Forget Friday, take Mondays off.
Christopher chimes in right away. He says Friday by far.
Interesting.
So, Strofe, what do you say?
I'm Team Christopher here. I think it's Friday.
No.
Short week. Get it out of the way. You saw Kyle yesterday. Friday energy on a Thursday. You get the three-day weekend. Friday is more, you know, there's more stuff going out on the town. If you're trying to hit the town, it's a better day for concerts. It's a better day for the bar scene. It's a better day for restaurants than a Monday. What the hell are you doing on a Monday except sleeping? And then you got to dread. You have the Sunday scaries on a Monday. That's not fun.
I don't
fun.
Get the Sunday
but,
scaries.
But you only have
yes,
a,
you do.
No, you only I have don't, a four-day no,
you're still at an age
side.
Where you think, like, Sunday scaries like exist. Like I don't get Sunday scaries. Like it's just life.
Okay,
now.
I don't think you understand what Sunday scaries are, Ben. That's
yeah,
what,
it's
that's,
the
that's what we're getting to.
Trust me, I had the Sunday scaries when I was your age. I don't anymore.
Don't your age me.
It's the truth. It is 110% the truth.
All right, Ben, hold on. I'm done. What are the Sunday scaries? Tell us.
The Sunday scaries are the feeling that you get on a Sunday night. You even get them earlier than Sunday night. It could be like 3 o'clock, and then you get that weird feeling in the pit in your stomach of like, holy cow, I have to go to work on Monday, and I have to face the music, and I can't just continue to live like a reckless 26-year-old like I have the entire weekend. I think I summed that up pretty good.
That's good. That's good.
I know the Sunday scaries, dude. I had, do you know the amount of Sunday scaries I had living
no,
in that?
No, it's Mr.
Ready?
Sunday scaries.
No, I'm the king. I'm going rogue.
I'm the king of
I'm
Sunday
going rogue.
Scaries.
I was the king of Sunday scaries. You're telling me when I moved back to Madison, Strofe, and I worked for ESPN Madison, and we had Wisconsin College game day on Saturday, and I had 11 a.m. kick, and we had 3 tequila shots at 10 a.m., and we stayed out until midnight, that on Sunday I wasn't feeling the Sunday scaries? They were freaking Sunday nightmares.
Mr. Sunday Scaries over
Mr.
there, Brad.
Mr. Sunday Scaries, let me
Sunday
tell you.
Didn't realize who I was dealing with. My bad.
Yeah. The distinguished Mr. Sunday
I mean,
Scaries.
To play the Jeopardy music on something I lived and feared. I know it, Strofe. But now, at this age, Monday is the day.
Mm.
It is powerful, Brad. Powerful.
It is.
First off, talk about that Friday energy, Strofe. Do you see our office right now? Ain't nobody in there. It's fake work day up at Good Karma Brands.
There's no one.
Getting anything done. So why waste a day taking off on a Friday unless you have travel plans?
Oh, hold on a minute. So are you saying that because nobody's here today, low productivity from
low
you today?
Low productivity.
From you?
No, I actually had a ton of back-to-back-to-back-to-backs today, but it was more of like I knew it was going to help the day go by. And if I didn't have those meetings, I probably wouldn't have been productive. But I did. And it all worked out. I didn't plan it. My point is the productivity level is already everyone starts.
The Friday leading up to a three-day weekend where Monday is your off day, it's almost like that first weekend of March Madness. There's something that almost starts just like you start relaxing. It doesn't feel like work. That Friday before that weekend, I don't know. It's just you're
put
already
it on the poll
drafting.
Because Twitter or text line, Carpus Talking text line is split right now.
Oh, wow.
On KBN, better day to have off from a work holiday, Friday or Monday, on Twitter at KBN ESPN.
It's hard. It is hard to go on a 3-day weekend with Friday off to a 5-day work week starting Monday. That's tough to do.
You have more likelihood of getting the scaries because
yes.
You're like, holy cow, whatever I missed on Friday. And then if you take off Friday, you're probably doing a lot of stuff. And the next thing you're like, holy cow. I don't have the day of enjoyment and rest to get myself
yes.
right.
Yep.
Monday's get right day. And what I did for this weekend is like I looked at my Sunday night and I was like, that's a Saturday night.
Yes, it is, baby.
And I don't need to make it a go out Saturday night. I have a buddy coming over to play Mario Party.
Okay.
that's normal.
I didn't have that on my bingo sheet.
I'm busy Saturday night. And if it was a regular weekend, we wouldn't be able to do a Sunday Mario Party night.
Yeah.
Because it's get ready for the week.
To be able to enjoy.
So you don't have to play Mario Party on your Sunday night. My point is, whatever you find pleasure in doing, you have an extra day to do so. And if you don't go too aggressive Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, which you can, but you will likely have more Sunday scaries. If you do something fun, but later on Sunday night, you have Monday to get right and then a shorter week.
Well, and generally speaking, Sunday sports is a better day, right? I mean, you spread it out all throughout the day and the night so you can enjoy the sports more. And that Monday, there's something about a Monday off. It feels so counter to what you're prepared to do on a normal Monday. It feels like you're stealing in a certain way.
It feels like you're stealing.
Man, it's a Monday and I'm sleeping in, I'm hanging out. It just, man, there's something beautiful about a Monday. Then you go to work on Tuesday, you're already almost halfway through the week. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing.
Mark and Tosa used to think Fridays were the best, but Mondays now because you can really enjoy a Sunday fun day. And that's kind of what I was getting at. Ron and the Key is the better day off is Friday. Thursdays are better to get after than a Sunday.
Well,
that's if you're 20, Ron. Aren't you like 60, dude?
Let me ask you, what day of work do you guys enjoy more, Friday or Monday?
I don't mind. If I'm in the right mindset, I kind of like Mondays a lot more from work because I'm like, there's a good feeling of productivity that you get out of that.
Yeah, for sure.
But if you have a bad Monday, then I'll take Friday all day.
Yeah, I mean, I tend to enjoy the Friday vibe a little bit more.
As the king of all the days of the work week and of the weeks, let me just tell you from experience.
Strofe, what day do you enjoy more of work, Fridays or Mondays?
Strofe loves every day, man.
Yeah, I do love every day.
I'm just so lucky to be here.
I am lucky to be here. I agree with everything you guys just said. I prefer Mondays.
You prefer Mondays over Fridays at work.
1,000%.
The turn up Friday energy.
Here's the thing.
You could go without that.
Okay, hold on a minute. God, you guys all have Friday energy.
Well, that's because we have the only correct answer to this question. Yes. It's Monday being off.
I disagree, but that's fine. So it kind of only applies to our line of work, though. Monday, better reaction day.
Ooh,
all the games are in the books. I love doing radio on Mondays. Friday, I love doing Fridays because we get wacky, we get silly, we have fun. A la this first segment, but I don't know. I like Mondays a little bit better. I love my job, so I look forward to Monday. I like
you
Monday.
Have Sunday scaries. You're full of crap.
I never said I had Sunday scaries. I said there are the Sunday scaries, and then you said, oh, you don't know about Sunday scaries. I'm Mr. Sunday scaries.
I'm Mr. Sunday scaries. Or I was Mr. Sunday scaries.
I never once said I have Sunday scaries.
Brad, do you get Sunday scaries?
No.
I guarantee you did the finance world.
Oh, hell yeah. Oh my gosh. It was I would always see about Sunday scaries and like, you know, on social media and stuff. And when playing the NFL, you don't experience that. But man, when I worked in the finance world, I had a whole new appreciation for Sunday scaries. Now, I'm more on the Strofe. I mean, I do think age helps. And two, I mean, y'all know my schedule.
Don't talk about that. That's going to make me mad. That's going to ruin my Friday and Monday off.
Monday shows are very, very fun. They are very fun. And it's fun to be back here and do radio.
All right. Do we have it on the poll? What are the results? You got them up there?
I just posted it, so one second.
All right. Well,
then we'll get
the poll.
Oh, we've got 7 votes.
That's what I'm saying. I'll get it retweeted.
57% Monday, 43% Friday.
Monday's the right answer.
It is. It is Monday.
I wonder if there's like an age thing here. Because I guarantee if I was 6 years ago, I would probably say Friday.
Yeah.
But now I'm so Monday.
Me too. Monday for good.
More like, not that I want to do this. It's just life. Like there's more opportunity to like get things tightened up around the house.
A Monday during the day versus like a Thursday night, like another like night that you grab to go do something. Give me the Monday during the day. There's something about a Monday off that is just so stressful.
Guess what I'm doing on Monday?
Hanging out?
Going to American Family Field.
Oh, beautiful.
What's a great Monday? You don't get to do that on Mondays any day, but you get to do it this Monday. Mm-mm, it feels so good.
Mm-mm.
It feels so, so good. 800-990-3776. Better day to have off Monday or Friday. That being said, Strofe, I don't know if you said this in my ear or if you said this over the air, but I don't care what it is, we're doing it.
All right.
Strove has an idea for next segment. If it goes bad, I can blame him.
It's not going to go. Well, it's going bad for me right now back here. You may have seen my face halfway through that segment. I'll explain why coming up next on KBN.
Good tease.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman, KBN.
I said, baby, we got to do more sucking. And so I called the company. I said, listen, y'all put this thing in here. Y'all need to come on.
On ESPN.
What is a better day to have off during the work week? On Twitter at KBN ESPN, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Monday, 57%. Friday, 43%. Team Brad and Ben on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Young Strofe, living life, going to concerts once Fridays.
Even
him
the
and his
reasons.
Crew at 43%.
Even the reasons Strofe gave, such. Mid-20s reasons,
and,
right?
And that's concerts, I'm not going to blame him.
Totally.
Because 6 years ago, I'm probably saying Friday.
Yeah. But I just, man, the idea of a Monday. Give me that all day. Huh.
Especially if it's nice out.
Oh, yeah.
And you get to enjoy a Monday. Think about all the Mondays you go into work, and it's so nice, and you're like, there's nothing I can do about it.
Yep. Yeah.
If you get a gift of a good, nice Monday off with good weather...
Man.
It's like heaven on earth.
It is.
Man, we need more PTO. Kyle Brustin-Ortman. Kyle Wallace.
I wonder what Kyle's doing right now.
It's a great...
What do you think Kyle's doing right now?
I got a work text from him at 11:30. He said, hey, how do you make thumbnails for YouTube?
I said,
aren't you in Vegas? He said, man, I'm relaxing and growing.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Why
Brad,
is he growing?
Relaxing
in Vegas?
And growing.
Is he already at a gentleman's club? What's going on here, Kyle?
Whoa!
I'm texting him right now. What are you doing right now?
What is it? Is Vegas 2 hours behind or one?
Two.
Two.
Two. So it's 12:21.
That's correct.
He's eating an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Yeah. Without a doubt.
That's my guess.
Has he spent any of the $3?
And do you have all three?
Yeah, how many single
dollars? Do you have all three single dollar bills?
Man.
All right, Strofe, this was your segment that you wanted to do, so the floor
is
yours.
I didn't say that.
No, the floor is yours no matter what.
You said you might have something, so we're going to do it. All right. So last segment, I get a text from my lovely girlfriend, and before we dive into the context, I would like to say... Love my girlfriend dearly. It's the happiest I've ever been.
Oh, God.
The best relationship I've ever been in my life.
A prereq? What
lovely woman. Okay, I get a text from her that says this. It says, what the bleep is this? And it is the picture you are about to see on the stream. So it is a piece of paper with 10 numbers written on it, followed by the pound sign, which is also known as the number sign, right? So... In fairness, she's doing laundry. You can see the washer and dryer behind the piece of paper.
Oh, Lord.
It's 10 numbers followed by the number sign. So
she's finding a piece of paper with 10 numbers while...
How many numbers are in a phone number?
So 10, yes. 10, area code 10.
10 numbers followed by the pound sign.
Is there the normal dashes between the numbers?
No.
It is just 10 numbers in a row.
Oh, wow.
So it kind of looks like a phone number.
Ish.
Followed the pound sign, but one could jump to the conclusion that is a phone number that is in my pocket. Why is there a phone number in my pocket?
And also, like, did you write it that way and hide that it's not an actual phone number?
And she is washing the pants I've worn once.
Why
I wore
does she
them,
go in your pockets?
Because I often leave stuff in my pockets.
So that's like a thing that...
She does.
Okay.
Yeah. And I was out of town this past weekend.
How convenient.
These were the pants I wore out of town this weekend. And there was 10 numbers in a piece of paper in my pocket.
Oh.
So, naturally, I think she goes, why do you have a phone number in your pocket? Now, immediately, I knew the answer right away. But before we get there, what Ben is doing right now, I think, is looking up the 287 area code.
Yeah.
Ben, what does Google tell you? What's the 287 area code?
Are you into Venezuelans?
Yeah, that is an area code used only in Venezuela.
No way.
So... Therefore, making it hard to believe, even harder to believe it is a phone number. That was the door code to the Airbnb I stayed in over the weekend.
10 digits. Wow.
Followed by a pound sign.
Wow. That's a lot of digits.
It's a lot. Yeah, it was hard after a few beers, I'll tell you what.
Are you still trying to get off? Like, is
no.
she still mad?
No. So the friend I was with this weekend, she texted him and said, was he wingmanning for you? And perhaps did he have a number that he got for you? So she didn't, like, ever accuse me of cheating. But yeah, that
did
was
awkward.
Did
she text you first or text your friend
first? I think she texted
first.
Me first, but I haven't seen the text because I was on Mr. Relevant,
buddy,
then
buddy,
I show prep.
Buddy. Mm. She texted the friend first, trust me.
You think?
Oh, yeah.
I'll ask. It makes sense.
You get the timestamps. That way we can see the level of trust.
Just for the record
there.
Of where I was at an independent wrestling event. And then I was at
courting women at the independent wrestling
event.
Yeah.
I went from the independent wrestling event to the independent wrestling event after party. Not a ton of bachelorettes there.
You never know. I mean, it'd be quite the crowd. What city? What city was this in?
Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Okay. Even more so. Wow. 10-digit Airbnb code?
It's a long code.
It's a long code.
My girlfriend just said she texted me first.
All right. All right. Your relationship is in a good place.
I would agree. All right. I would agree.
If she was like going through your pants before laundry,
hey-o.
And found 10 digits and went to the friend first, that means she doesn't trust you.
So here's what's interesting. You wrote it down. You didn't put it in your phone?
Well, time out. That's my friend's handwriting. I didn't write it down. He got there first. He handed me that piece of paper. I put it in my back pocket. I never used it again.
Got it.
I just forgot it was there. So
that's it?
Yeah, but also when you get the WTF is this text, that's a little concerning.
Did your heart drop?
Yes.
Why would your heart drop if you did anything wrong?
I don't have anything to hide. It's just that's not a normal text to receive at 2 in the afternoon.
On a Friday.
Correct.
With a Monday off coming.
This is why I'd rather be off today than Monday. Could have stopped the situation. All right, that's all. Continue operations as normal.
Kyle Wallace has not responded yet to my text messages.
It's because he's two hands deep in that buffet.
That's true.
What time did he text you at?
Oh, give me 1 second. I can check.
Mm. Brad, it's good to be with somebody mature on the program, even if I'm not mature.
You talking about me?
Yeah.
Okay,
who,
yeah.
Who else would I be talking about? Is that Strofe? I'm just talking about like understanding the value of this Monday.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I mean, I can't get over how happy I am right now.
Especially
to talk to KBN Nation. And, like, even if they weren't excited about Monday being off, I feel like we've now opened their eyes to why Monday is going to be electric.
I just, like...
Who called you and why are you laughing?
Well, the answer is Robin Madison. That would be the guy who called us earlier this week and told us about the Wendy's that he wiped burgers on. He's crazy, so I can't repeat anything he just said to me on the air.
Okay. Well, we like our jobs, and even with that, I still have Monday. If you don't like your job and be able to have a 4-day work week on the other side, you get to basically enjoy Friday energy for free, like everybody does. Everyone's looking forward to the weekend, and so Friday feels like almost like a little bit of a half day off. I don't understand why you wouldn't choose Monday. You show up, and you think your Monday is a Tuesday. Your Tuesday, you show up 4-day work week, and the Sunday. The Sunday with having an open Monday is just, it's an elite feeling.
Diana McGuanago on the Carbless Talking text line. You are up, Dirty D.
I'm not answering you guys because he's probably trying to find a place that accepts his
$3. He's going to be looking for a while, Diana.
Kyle
yeah,
must,
he is. That's why he's not answering you guys because he's still looking.
Kyle must be shocked at the prices in Vegas. Like, I mean, literally, like a literally full.
You think maybe he's on a plane coming home already?
How much?
Hey, let me get because we talked about a $5 candy bar that baby girl wanted to get in the airport.
Oh,
it's
going to
be $10 or more at any hotel lobby. I guess he's staying in an Airbnb. It's double even what you think expensive is in Vegas. He's going to be, I would rather pass on this meal than pay these prices. I guarantee that's what Kyle's thinking right now.
110%. I hope is he able to have fun? Does his frugality get in the way of life experiences?
I think the cheaper the experience, the more fun he has. I'm not sure he can possibly enjoy a very expensive experience. Because even like, you know, they're getting this bottle service.
I was thinking about the bottle service last night.
I can't get over it.
Kyle and his buddies for a bachelor party, there's 8 of them, got a bottle service for a pool, like, club. And that's equivalent to 2 drinks each. And Kyle said, well, like, you know, like, If I was single back in the day, I'd say, come on, baby, come on down. But now he said, like, if you put your dirty paws in here, get out of here. I'm taking it. But it's not about him. You know what his boys are going to do at a bachelor party?
Oh,
hey, girl,
yeah.
You want a drink?
And, for sure.
And they're
that's Kyle's drink.
They're drinking his paid-for drink, and he's going to internally combust.
You think he's going to say, this is our bottle. This is our, you get your own bottle.
But he can't do – you can't be that stingy bachelor party guy.
They
can't do it.
They put themselves in a bad position. I feel like they wanted like a like a couch, a kind of roped off area to get bottle service, but they're going.
They don't have the money for the couch with
the
rope.
They're going as cheap as possible.
The rope costs $1,000.
Literally. So they're each going to pay $100 for a couple drinks and a couch. That's it.
A couple drinks. They're each going to have one drink, and one girl is going to come by, and then they're all suckers. And they're like, oh, you want a drink? Oh, can my friends come?
You know that's the girl's tactic. Because if we were all ladies, that would be my tactic. Let's just get in there. We'll pay it cheap, and we'll just figure out some dudes to drink off of.
That's what they all do.
Yeah, and they're going to be suckers. And Kyle's going to be sucked into it.
We're all suckers.
That's true.
We're all suckers. Strofe, your segment sucked. Brad and I just saved that. 800-990-3776. And if you're used to Strofe sucking at segments, we have a perfect segment for you next. Is this the last Becoming Relevant with Alex Strofe ever on Kyle Bruston Norman? What do you think, Strofe?
I guess we'll find out together.
All right. All ships are sinking together. You're doing it with us, KBN Nation, next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Is one of the things that your girlfriend gets upset with is you interrupting her like this?
Probably. I just complimented you. What the hell?
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Bruston Nortman's Ben Brust here for Grimal and Associates Insurance. They do what anyone with a growing family, like myself. Body never killed
nobody. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, Strophy running the show. UKBN Nation on this Friday with a special treat. Kyle Wallace live in Las Vegas joining us on the show. See him on YouTube at ESP Milwaukee and at ESP in Madison at the pool party. Kyle, you got us? No, he doesn't got us. He's at a pool party. Oh, no, he's talking. He's yelling. I know we can't hear him.
Kyle yelling.
Oh, that's a good view. Strofe, come on. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
You got us, Kyle? Come on, technology. Come on, technology. Come on, technology.
Does Kyle have a shirt on at the pool party? That's what I wonder. I haven't seen it yet.
He has a shirt, but it's unbuttoned.
Oh, no. Like a button-down shirt, completely unbuttoned?
I got my taco meat out. Champion Nation, I got my taco meat out.
How much money have you spent, Kyle?
I'm sorry, I can barely hear you. You know I'm half deaf.
Kyle, do you still have the $3?
I can barely hear y'all, but I love KBN Nation. I'm sorry. It's too loud.
It looks sweet. It looks sweet. I'm not going to lie.
It was a good attempt.
What do we grade the wardrobe? Because you're right. He's got a button-down shirt, open buttoned. And then
get him out of here,
swim trunks.
Get him out of here. Tell him to go spend his $3.
I'm not going to lie. The pool party doesn't look that bumping.
No, there's
it looks pretty
there.
Quiet.
There's literally no one in the
pool. It's still early. It's still early. Hopefully it's money well spent.
Kyle, do you sell the
$3? The expensive bottle. So we got the expensive bottle.
Get him out of here. I don't want him to incriminate himself.
Wow. Kyle in his element.
See, you know what's sad is? He's never invited us to see him in that element.
It actually is pretty sad.
What are you laughing at?
He's dancing. He's yelling about taco meat.
Are you talking about his chest hair?
That's what he said. Yeah, I don't know. That was awesome.
Wow.
Did he call collect Esteron the key to get on Kyle Bruston Norman?
I'm telling you, that party was not bumping whatsoever.
No.
For a Friday in Vegas?
No.
And they spent $700 for one bottle?
Oh, it was $1,000 in total after, like, you know.
$1,000?
Yeah. Yeah, $1,000 in total for a no one at the pool party.
I feel like Kyle is trying to, like, because he's like, oh, it's still early. He's dancing. I feel like he's trying to bump it up mentally to try to, like, digest the fact that he's going to pay $150 at this pool party that no one's at. And for two drinks.
Yeah. Well, I think it's time now to give Strofe some space. Don't you think?
Hey, no, Mr. Irrelevant.
I want more space for you.
Oh.
So first, Brad, you're going to tell us about what Kyle's friends wanted to drink at the bachelor party.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back with what might be the death of Becoming Relevant.
Yeah, this is a fact, guys. I saw Kyle's group text message, and they're talking about, hey, what are we going to bring to Vegas? What should we drink? First and foremost, I said Carb Bliss. And I said, you guys get it. I've been on the Carb Bliss bandwagon for some time now. You guys know that. And it is the go-to drink. I know tonight it's a Friday Memorial Day weekend. And you know I'm going to be cracking open a Carb Bliss. But it's a very subtle because it is low carbonation. It's zero sugar, zero carbs, and zero gluten. Just 100 calories per can. That low carbonation, it is the perfect amount to quench that taste, but not so much to overflow the stomach. And there's flavors for everyone. I picked up the Tropical Bliss variety pack, the margarita, classic cocktails, and mango. There's so much to enjoy. And when you are picking it up, make sure you scan that QR code at the grocery store. That's where I pick up mine, and I see the QR code right there. Why should you scan it? Here's why. Because Carb Bliss is offering you a chance to win a sweet night at the ballpark giveaway. That's right. At American Family Field, you could win a chance to watch the Milwaukee Brewers with 14 game tickets, 6 parking passes, free food and drinks all day, and a luxury suite in American Family Field. The giveaway ends on May 31st. That's 8 more days. So pick up Carb Bliss, scan that QR code, and don't miss your shot to win a sweet night at the ballpark. You get to possibly win that, and you get to enjoy Carb Bliss all Memorial weekend long. Enjoy the weekend. This is more with Carb Bliss.
Apparently, this is going to be must listen, must watch. On Kyle, Brustin, Nortman next.
This is Kyle, Brustin, Nortman.
I'm sorry that I don't want to touch Ben's Peter.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Kyle Wallace is out in Vegas for a bachelor party, spending no money, having no fun. Ben Brust, Brad Nortman, and Strofe hanging out with you till 5 o'clock, 800-990-3776, the Carbless Talking text line. Let's go to GM AJ in Baltimore.
What's up, my guys? How you doing today?
Good, how are you?
What's up, AJ?
Good, good. Hey, I just wanted to chime in here and stand up for my man, Kyle. I mean, he's out there at 12:30 on a Friday. You know, expanding his $3 as far as it can stretch. He's probably getting that bottle service that's discounted because it's 12:30 in the afternoon. And just making sure that everything he gets is as far as that can stretch. And you got to imagine the servers that are coming out at 12:30 on a Friday aren't the same servers coming out at 2 a.m. on a Friday. So... He's getting like the B class, maybe a little peg leg lady coming out. Being like,
wow.
Come on, AJ.
Wow.
So AJ brought something to my mind here, and I was thinking to myself, like, wait, this is stupid. In Vegas, you go to sleep at 2 to 6 a.m. You sleep until noon. Everyone is asleep right now. That's why there's nobody at the pool party.
Ooh, that's a good point. That's a really good point. I wonder
it's the truth. Vegas.
I wonder how late him and his guys stayed up for last night because it couldn't have been very late.
No, they had to get their rest for their noon pool party with nobody there.
True that.
Get those two drinks from them. I'm glad they got that bottle service, you know, to share with everybody.
Can you imagine how quickly those two drinks would go? Especially because you're amped up, pool party. Yeah, one goes down real
they're
quick.
Gone.
And then 45 minutes later,
We saw them on stream. Those are gone.
They're gone.
All right, time now to send it over to Alex Strofe. I've been doing this a lot today. Sometimes good, sometimes good, sometimes bleep. You guys know that? No?
I don't know if I know that one.
Come on. Sometimes good, sometimes bleep. And it's like somebody's performance on a soccer field as a soccer coach.
All right, today, Junior.
All right, Strofe, take it away.
What's it from?
What is it?
I don't know. It's just a meme.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant.
Strofe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
Well, boys. They say all good things come to an end, although I'm not certain everybody would say this is good.
How do I say goodbye?
I regret to inform KBN Nation, this will be the final Becoming Relevant we do on this program.
Yeah! Everyone just celebrated.
I'm a little sad. I'm going to miss it.
Me too, Brad.
Our show will get better because it's the last time we do it.
But rather than missing it, I think we can reflect on some of the good, some of the bad, some of the in-betweens we've had over the last, 13 or so months that we've done this segment. You guys remember when Ben Brust trashed an intern?
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
a mass communications major and a visual communications major as well. So I like...
I did cool an intern.
Double major? They're one-upping all of us.
That was your way of getting out of that one.
Double major? They're...
Didn't you also say, she doesn't know what that means?
You did say that. That's true.
Yeah. Jeez.
And then you got this from your boss.
Just ignore him.
It's good stuff, Benny. You proud of that one?
Yeah, I'm just me.
Remember when Kyle's lunch got stolen?
Oh. Oh, that's right.
And it introduced us to a new character. When I received notice that Kyle Wallace was rather upset by the happenings of Monday afternoon, I had to break out my magnifying glass and turn into Detective Strofe, which I don't like to do often. First up on the suspect list is the office administrator, who mans the front desk of our offices. This morning, I simply asked her, "Did you move Kyle's food yesterday?" Her response?
No.
After quickly dismissing me, the office administrator sent the following email to the entire office. Yesterday, a Target bag was left on the island with a bag of salad, a box of snacks,
and a can
of cashews.
Is there rain falling in the background of this?
By the end of the day, the snacks had been taken out for everyone to eat. However, this bag was actually left behind by one of our teammates, Kyle Wallace, by accident. This is just another reminder that this is a shared space and we all need to be respectful of each other. Does this admit guilt, or does this clear the office administrator of the accusations? Will Detective Strofe give up on the case?
No.
Beautiful.
Well done, Strofe.
Really well done.
It's beautiful.
It is crazy that people trifled through a bag and thought it was just free.
Fares.
Yeah.
I do love that they ate all the cashews.
So good.
Our buddy Vince Vitrano, who we'll hear from a bit later, admitted to eating those cashews.
Did he really?
Fellas, some days you're detective and helping the ones you love the most, and some days you had to turn on the ones you love the most.
You've heard the term man of the house, but do we really want someone like Kyle Wallace leading the charge?
Listen, man of the house, you know what I'm saying? I run that mug.
The man of the house? Who's too busy saving money to actually spend it on baby girl?
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
Is this really who you want as a leader? Someone more concerned about his wallet than his relationships?
I'm Alex Strofe, and I approve this message.
That one was so
dude,
good.
Dude, I forgot. Dude, Becoming Relevant was good. I'm getting sad.
I know.
It was good when you prepared it.
We had some great moments.
It was good on Tuesdays and Thursdays when you had Becoming Relevant, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
It had some good moments.
Or excuse me, Mr. Relevant.
It was a dud most of the time, we'll be honest.
You asked us, like, who do you think is going to win this first-round playoff series between the Knicks and the freaking, I don't know who they even played.
Well, let's not forget when I told you that the weather was going to correlate to winners last
round. Oh, my gosh.
And I, for some reason, did this.
Well, vengeance has done plaque twice in Mantra's Bayern Freud.
That one's still so good.
I said it was going to be Nuggets and six for some reason because of that.
Please tell me that you saved the best for last.
Well, I've got a couple left.
Okay, good.
I guess I don't
know. This is a funeral of Becoming Relevant, the best of, the worst of, and somewhere in between.
Yeah.
With Alex Strofe running the show right now.
I'd actually like to give an honorable mention to yesterday. For those of you that missed it, well...
I'm Vince Vitrano. Breaking news from ESPN Milwaukee. The office nose picker, frequently referred to on Kyle Preston Nortman, has been caught.
Somebody just openly picks their nose at their desk. That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Ben Brust, former college basketball star, current on-air host, caught with his finger near his brain Thursday morning. Witnesses suggest it was a sight to behold. ESPN Milwaukee content director Brian D.
I was having a meeting with Stroff and Ashton Rotman, and for some reason, we all looked at him simultaneously, and he just had the finger right up.
We also spoke with Milwaukee executive producer for ESPN, Ashton Rotman.
Saw his finger in his nose, which really shouldn't be that shocking, considering that he lies about so many things on the air, that this is another thing that he lied about on the air. The worst part was when he stuck his finger back in his mouth after that, but I don't know if we need to talk about it.
While we can confirm Brust was indeed digging for gold, authorities are still searching for where the suspect placed that evidence.
I'm surprised you didn't want to know where I put my boogers after I picked.
Several questions remain outstanding. Will Brust change his ways or continue to be a disgusting hypocrite? My money's on the latter.
That's crazy behavior, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. From the KBN Sports Desk, I'm Vince Vitrano.
Do you guys remember when there was a national anthem performed with bongos?
Yeah!
Oh, yeah. That was so good.
That was awesome.
It sounded like this. I believe this was it right here. The actual anthem.
Yeah.
Can you see? And then I was like, that's not impressive at all. So I just did it in a production room.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light?
What's so proud? We hail at the twilight's last gleaming.
That was so good. The bongos.
And, of course, my personal favorite and the final one we will reminisce on today, fellas.
This is hands down the best thing you've ever done on this show.
Brad Nortman used 23andMe, the service that will tell you where you have background in. And while revealing that some of his data and maybe even his DNA sample would be sold, Brad said this.
I am legitimately concerned
about being cloned. And so I decided to take the step, and this really changed our show forever. It was the first time I used AI. What would a world with multiple Brad Nortmans look like? Let's reflect. Unless you're driving, I want you to close your eyes. Kyle, Brust, Nortman, that includes you. As we discussed yesterday, there might be a world where there are multiple Brad Nortmans. So once again, I put on my detective hat and I traveled to that world. Let me introduce you to Thad Nortman.
Hi, I'm Thad Nortman. I'm here to look at your finances and kick footballs very far. Do you want to listen to me uninterrupted as I give you stupid ideas? How about a universal handshake?
At least you can acknowledge they're stupid, Thad. It's nice to meet you as well. How about Chad Nortman?
Hi, my name is Chad Nortman. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, Chad. How are you? And what are you up to today?
I am putting garbage bags on the windows in my bedroom.
That's great, Chad. Just like Brad.
I love Lexi.
Oh, okay. Thanks for sharing. Who's this guy? He looks sad.
Hi, my name is Chad Nortman.
But we just met a Chad Nortman. How many of you are there?
My name is Chad Nortman.
This is terrifying. I gotta get out of here.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is Chad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is Dad Nortman.
My name is
Chad Nortman.
It's the end of an era, folks.
That one was so good. The AI voices, the cloning of Brad. See,
could
I
you
love Lexi
imagine
drop.
If you did this all the time? How great you would be.
Well, I know a lot of people are wondering, well, Stroff, I've seen all the texts, all the comments on YouTube. Stroff, why is this the end of becoming relevant? And that is because I have accepted. No, I'm just messing. I'm not going anywhere.
He has accepted the role of doing a new segment called
The Wheel
of Stroff. Is it going through, Brad?
Oh, yeah.
That's a great sound.
It is a good sound.
Good sound. It's a great sound.
There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five different colors. A red, a purple, a green, a blue, and a yellow.
Glad you know your colors. Good job.
And we will be putting topics on this for Strofe to discuss with us in the
Wheel of Strofe.
And there it is, an end of an era of becoming relevant.
Wow.
Chris chimes in, something had to go to make room for Brewer's Math.
I mean, hey.
Pour one out for becoming relevant.
Everything was on the table for Brewer's Math. Everything.
I will say that
it's time for baseball math.
That segment we just did does not do justice of how bad the segment was. It's like five highlights of the 13 months you were doing it.
But it's like a funeral, right? You don't talk about their negatives. You talk about the positives, the good times.
Well, you know, I didn't have enough time to bring up every positive. Remember the riveting debut when we discussed whether or not you wash your shins in the shower?
That was the very first one?
The debut of Becoming Relevant. We discussed at length, ended up taking over our show, whether or not you wash your shins in the shower.
What if we do Wheel of Strofe Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays? If you could promise to live up to the standard that you created today, Becoming Relevant Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Here's the issue, the fundamental issue with Becoming Relevant. What the hell is it? We never defined what it was.
What's the Wheel of Strofe? We just started chanting it. And we just came up with that right now.
Kinda. It's been in the works for a while. We know what the Wheel of Strofe.
Wheel of Strofe!
I love yelling that. That's so fun.
I do know what the Wheel of Strofe is. We will learn together more next week.
All
thrilling.
Right. End of an era.
Good stuff, guys. End of an era. RIP.
Pour one out.
I really want to hear from Drew Brees now because he's actually got something of value for our listeners if they want to learn something today.
We've had a pretty unhinged first hour.
That's natural.
Yeah, it's Friday.
In 2 minutes, you're going to hear Drew Brees on what makes a great quarterback and how it pertains to Jordan Love. Don't go anywhere.